to something that most of us have been able to enjoy to some extent during the lockdown, and that's going to the supermarket. Today we're asking you to spare a thought for the foods in your trolley. It turns out many of our everyday foods are the subject of research at New Zealand universities. Our guest is the Liggins Institute's Professor Richard Mithen. He's the Chief Scientist for the New Zealand High Value Nutrition National Science Challenge. In his first public lecture, conducted on Zoom on Thursday, May 7th, he'll consider the contrasting backstories of three iconic local foods: kutai, or green shell mussels, kumara, and kiwi fruit, and talk about their future. He's with us this morning to share some of these stories and explain why they might be crucial as we exit COVID-19 pandemic. His details are on the website of the lecture if you want to check that out. But welcome, Richard. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, and thank you. I've been enjoying your listening to your program this morning.
That's great. Go ahead.
Maybe I can just also start by saying, you know, how wonderful it has been going to the supermarket, or my local supermarket, during this difficult time, and seeing, you know, what wonderful New Zealand produce is still for sale in the shops. And that's tribute to the whole kind of food and agriculture sector in New Zealand and that supply chain right the way through to those supermarket workers.
So maybe we'll.
We'll thank those very much. And also, you know, just thinking about the discussion you just had about the economic challenges lying ahead. And just to say, you know, I think the food and agriculture sector are going to play such an important part in the economic recovery.
Thank you for those opening thoughts, Richard. I wonder if it's worth just going straight to a little bit of your background, which is fascinating.
Yep.
People will pick up on the British accent. You came here in 2019. But after your PhD, you worked for several years as a plant collector in South Central Africa. Tell me about that.
Oh, well, yeah. So, no, I've always been interested in, you know, the science around agriculture and food and also crops, but also their history right the way back through to the origin of a lot of the crops and the domestication. And I was fortunate enough to spend several years working in Africa as a plant collector as part of international program to conserve the wild relatives of some of the crops. And those are so critical for the future, and particularly with all the challenges we face. And then I worked in the UK for a long time, and then it's been a great pleasure and a privilege actually coming to New Zealand and working with both the excellent science community you have here, and it's great being the Liggins Institute, a fantastic world-leading institute in New Zealand, and also part of the High-Value Nutrition National Science Challenge. And this is a great, fantastic program supported by the Ministry of Business. And it really serves to work, or the science to work for the business community in New Zealand to generate plants of much high crops and foods of all kinds across the entire sectors in New Zealand to increase their nutritional properties, and that's good for people in New Zealand, and it's also good for our export economy. And so, you know, I come here with quite a kind of diverse background, and it's great. And that kind of, you know, when I wander around the supermarkets in New Zealand and you see this wonderful produce, and, you know, all those foods, most of them originate from elsewhere in the world and have come to New Zealand. And it's been interesting to think about their stories, where they've come from, and also what we're doing on those in New Zealand at the moment to improve the nutrition of them.
How can you improve the nutrition? What are the methods?
Well, there's different ways of doing it. And maybe if I just comment a little bit about mussels. And the green shell mussels is a great success for New Zealand. Mussels is, you know, it's one of the foods which is endemic to New Zealand. The green shell mussel is only found in New Zealand in the wild. And you know, there's a long, long history of human consumption of mussels. Now, in my talk next week, I'll go back to the importance of mussels throughout the whole of human history. But in New Zealand, you know, from the, I suppose, the 1970s, there was the beginning of cultivation of them. And we now have really good, sustainable methods of production of mussels and other shellfish. A lot of that being led by the Cawthron Institute in Nelson, again, another world-leading research institute in New Zealand, in collaboration with industry. And they've done something fantastic, I think, because they're now developing methods to not only cultivate them better, but they're beginning the first steps of breeding mussels to improve their nutritional properties. And the High Value Nutrition Challenge, we're funding research at the Cawthron Institute and at Massey University, which is really looking into those nutritional properties, particularly how they may help in people's motility and preventing things like arthritis and such like. And that's really great research. And I think putting those partners together, we're really going to see a continued success of the mussel story in New Zealand. And the other point about mussels is that, again, on the earlier interview you did, they commented upon the importance of heading to a zero carbon economy in 2050. We mustn't lose sight of that. And mussels and other seafood production is really a kind of low carbon footprint crop. So that's a great story for New Zealand, I think, and a very valuable export.
What about then, the other? Oh, sorry, Richard. I was going to ask about the other two crops that are the focus of your talk.
Mussel stories here. Kumara is a really, kind of iconic New Zealand food as well. And in the talk, I'll talk a little bit about kumara coming to New Zealand. And that came about 1,000 years ago with the very first Maori settlers. And they did a wonderful job because they brought to New Zealand what was basically a tropical crop. And they developed very innovative techniques to grow it and to store it, to adapt it to the more subtropical and temperate climate we have in New Zealand. And there's a lot of kind of interesting controversy about how kumara came from South America all the way across the Pacific, and I'll touch on that in my lecture. But in terms of nutrition, again, the High Value Nutrition is really doing some really interesting work, and this is led by Professor Claire Wall of the Faculty of Health at the University of Auckland. And we're particularly interested in the carbohydrates in kumara, and carbohydrates kind of get a bit of an odd press these days, and people have low-carb diets and such like, but they're really important in nutrition. And what Claire is doing in her research is looking to see how using kumara as weaning foods, and this is a really important time in the growth of children when they move from kind of breastfeeding or bottle feeding to taking solid fuels. And at that time, we know that the bugs in the gut, the microbiome, are going under a lot of changes. And what we are investigating is whether we can feed kumara at that point to encourage the growth of certain bugs. And this will kind of kickstart the immune system. And we hope that if we can really understand some of those nutritional aspects of that early stage and critical stage in life, we can get our kids growing up with very robust immune systems. And I'm sure we're all aware these days of how important that is. And then the third crop I was going to talk about is a much more recent arrival in New Zealand, kiwi fruit. And that dates back from this very kind of interesting era of kind of 19th century, mainly European plant collectors that went around the world and collected plants and sent them back to Kew and Paris, herbarium, but they also had their eye out for economic plants. And the introduction of kiwi fruit to New Zealand is a fascinating story. And it's around the plant collectors in China and a mission, Church of Scotland mission school in I Ching on the Yangtze River in about the turn of the century, so 1890s, 1900s. And there were missionaries, women missionaries from Dunedin, who were really based in I Ching. And this was about the furthest limit that Europeans were getting to China. These were extraordinary women who went and worked in this mission. And they had a certain amount of contact with these plant collectors. And at some point, the seeds of kiwi fruit that were being collected were passed on to the mission there. And another remarkable woman, Isabel Fraser, who was a sister of one of the missionaries from Dunedin. And she visited her sister in China and brought back those seeds of kiwi fruit to New Zealand in about 1904. And she was a principal of a girls' school and passed those seeds on to the chief gardener there. And his brother was also interested in horticulture. And they really begin, the first beginning to grow kiwi fruit, and then they were passed on to other horticulturalists such as Hayward Wright. And there you had the very early origin of the New Zealand kiwi fruit industry. And now we know that, you know, kiwi fruit is such an important crop for New Zealand. It's a very valuable export. And again, the high-value nutrition challenge is funding some really interesting research. And this is mainly, or important people here is Professor Richard Greary from the Otago Medical School and Professor Nicole Roy, currently at the University of Auckland. And they're doing lots of study on kiwi fruit, and it's very high in vitamin C, but it's also really good for our gut health. And this is something lots of people are interested in. And we know that particular compounds, a particular type of fiber in kiwi fruit, it's very important to get healthy digestion, and there are also some other important enzymes. And so what I think we're doing in New Zealand, we're looking at supporting our industry here to really add value to all these products. I've just mentioned a few, but we work on a whole range of different foods from the animal sector and the also horticultural sector. And again, this will, you know, help the nutrition in New Zealand, but also help to underpin our export economy. And of course, the world is going to be crying out for these foods that can add health, boost our immune system, keep us well and healthy. So I think it's got a great future, and it's a great pleasure to be working here and contributing in a small way to this New Zealand success story.
Richard, thank you very, very much. Professor Richard Mithen, Liggins Institute. He's chief scientist for the New Zealand High Value Nutrition National Science Challenge. And if you want to hear more about the fascinating backstories of those three foods, kutai or green shell mussels, kumara and kiwi fruit, and also talk about the future and more about the work that's happening, you can find the details of his public lecture, which will be held via a Zoom webinar, on our website, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon.